Hello and welcome back to That Girl's Going Places. If you are brand new to my podcast, my name is Marin. I am 18 years old. I run the Marin for the Gym Instagram account. I'm a solid core coach. I am really passionate about helping young women achieve health and happiness and motivation with a healthy relationship with their bodies. What else? I think that kind of sums me up. Anyway, if you are new, welcome. And if you are coming back, then thank you for coming back to listen. I'm going to be completely honest. I have not sat down to record an episode for this podcast in well over a month. I had a really busy month of May, and so I kind of batch recorded a bunch of guests and episodes in April, and I am just now getting back into recording. And I don't have any guests scheduled right now, so I just thought I would sit down, do a little solo episode with you. I don't have a ton of plan or outline for this episode. I just wanted to have a really casual conversation about a topic that I saw in my DMs the other day. So I'm also going to be skipping my four segments. I found that I honestly was just being a little bit repetitive and I don't have the inspiration for them right now, and I won't ever do something that doesn't feel authentic to me. So we're just going to hop right into the topic of today's episode. So I got this message the other day. I have my phone right next to me. I'm going to read it to you. She said, "I think it would be really cool to hear about how you deal with pursuing things that are not, in quotes, the norm for teen girls. You've started your own business, a podcast, and a fitness page at such a young age, and I would love to hear about how you deal with negativity or people thinking that you've missed out on the typical high school experience. I feel like health shaming is a real thing, especially as teens were pressured to party, go out in the weekend, every weekend, drink, smoke, etc., in order to have fun." So that's a lot to take in, I know. But I honestly, when she sent me that DM, it resonated with me right away, and I knew that it would be a topic that I think would not be talked about very often, but that should be talked about. So to start, let me give some context on my high school experience. I go out like once a semester, if that. I am not the girl who is out partying every weekend. That's just not for me. There's no judgment for other people, but for me, that's just not really my scene all the time. Me and my friends would way rather just like watch a movie one night or stay in. So that's just not really our vibe, and that's okay. At my high school, it definitely is the norm to be a huge partier and go out every weekend. And again, there's no judgment on people who do that. But for me, that's just never really been what I'm interested in. As someone who's like an introvert, I do not get energy from those kind of situations. And especially through the pandemic and quarantine, I realized just how much of an introvert I was and how much I enjoy just being at home and having time to myself. So there's that. On the other side, I am the girl who's literally up at 5 a.m. before school every day going to the gym. And, you know, going up, waking up early on weekends to go to a SoulCycle class instead of going out the night before, etc. And I would be lying if I said that there wasn't judgment throughout these past 4 years of high school. And here is what I have to say about that. First thing, when people judge you, it's because they're jealous. I guarantee it every single time. My mom has told me this since I was little, that if people can't handle what you're doing, it's because they think that you're doing better than them. They think that, you know, you have a leg up. And so, especially in regards to prioritizing your health and fitness in such a young age and the whole fit shaming idea, it is most often because people feel insecure that they're not taking care of their health and they're saying, "Oh my gosh, Marin is, you know, waking up early. I can't do that. So I'm just going to make her feel more inferior about it. So then I don't feel as bad about myself when I'm not doing it." And you know, that's like aggressive if you think about it harshly, but even just in small ways, people do tend to judge others when they have something that they want. And it just comes from a place of insecurity usually. So if you are being judged, try to have compassion for that person. It may be that they have insecurity because they can't keep up with a health routine, or they're just impressed with what you're able to do at a young age. I found that that's a lot of where the judgment will come from. And people who don't judge you are more okay with themselves, and they don't judge other people's lifestyles and aren't insecure about their own. So that's what I've found in my experience, number one. Number two, I have learned, especially in this last year, that there is literally no time in life to do anything that doesn't make you happy. I'm going to say it again. There is literally no time in our course of life to do something that does not make you happy, add something positive to your life. Obviously, there are commitments and things that we're gonna have to do in life that don't make us happy, that just have to be done. But if you're doing something out of your choice and complaining about it that you didn't have to do, why are you doing it? There was nothing that said you had to go to parties if you didn't like them. There was no one telling you that you had to do that. And so if you're doing it and you're not enjoying yourself, it's not adding anything to your life. And it's probably, you know, if anything, adding something negative and making you less happy and causing a bad relationship with your mental health or social well-being. So that's also something I've learned. If I don't want to go out one night, I really don't care what people have to say about it. Because if staying at home with my mom and my cat is going to make me feel better and is going to give me a happy memory from that day, then that's what I'm going to do. And it's that easy. So that's my second thing. Truly try to think about what brings you joy. And to add on to that, you are the only person whose opinion matters. If people are gonna say shit about what you're doing, or for that matter, what you're not doing, what party you're not at, then it's on them. And they're actually wasting time of their life thinking about you. So really, it's on them and has nothing to do with you. It says a lot more about that person if they're judging you for your choices than it says about you and your actual choices. So that's my second thing. Just do things that actually add something to your life. If they don't, you have no time or no energy to be wasting on those activities. Lastly, I have learned in this last year of high school, having a fitness account, starting a podcast, putting my voice out there every Sunday. It was definitely not easy in the beginning, and I would be lying if I said that I wasn't very nervous to see how it was perceived by my peers. But here's the thing. Do anything with confidence and it becomes cool. I dare you to think of someone right now in your head who you think is cool. It can be a peer, someone who goes to school with you if you're not at the school age, a celebrity, truly anyone. Anyone who you think defines the word cool in your eyes. I guarantee they're doing something different than anyone else. They act different than the people around you. They wear clothes that are different from the people around you. They don't give any shits about what people have to say about them. They are people who use confidence to make themselves cooler, in a sense. If you're doing something confidently and you own it and you don't take shit from people about it, it becomes cool. I have learned that in this past year. I used to be really scared about sharing Marin for the Gym on my personal Instagram and telling my friends and peers about it. And the second I did and just owned what I did and how much I had passion for what I was doing, people would say they're so proud of me. I saw people on the one day I went to in-person school, people that I've never talked to before, came up to me and they were like, oh my gosh, I follow Marin for the Gym on Instagram. I think it's so cool what you're doing, putting yourself out there. I just really think it's amazing. I'm not saying any of this to make myself sound better. I hope all of you know this is not coming from a place of arrogance. It's coming from a place of example that truly I have watched in this past year that when you own it and you just do something confidently, people are scared to judge you for it because you're doing it so confidently and you've made that cool. Now I have people coming to me saying, oh my gosh, I want to start my own fitness account. Where do I start? Or I want to start my own food blog. Or I want to come weightlifting with you, but I'm too scared. All of these things, because I just did what I did and was passionate about it and didn't take any crap about it. And I did it confidently. And now it's a cool thing to do. And everyone is coming to me to try to do it themselves. So I've watched that happen in reality. I've literally watched that happen over this past year, and I've watched that quote come to fruition. Do anything with confidence and it becomes cool. So again, come back to that person that you think is cool. How they act, what they do, what they wear, what they're passionate about, who they hang around. I guarantee there is something that makes them different, that they're doing different from the crowd, that has probably taken some guts to do because they're going away from the norm. But yet that is the exact aspect of their life that makes them cool in your eyes. Just think about that. Dwell on that for a little bit. I guarantee you'll start to see those people in your life. I know that there have been people who I've met over, especially these past 4 years in high school, who I've thought were genuinely cool people. And what I noticed about them is that they did things with confidence that no one else was doing. And that's when I made that connection that really, if you do anything with confidence and just own it and stop being afraid to show it, or, you know, stop giving in to people's crap about it or people's judgments and opinions, then whatever you're doing becomes your thing and it's cool to do and it's amazing and people are suddenly proud of you for putting yourself out there. So that was a long rant about that topic, but it's very true. I also understand that all of that is easier said than done. Going away from the grain, especially in high school, is not easy. It takes a lot of mental strength. You do have to prepare yourself for people to say to you, oh my gosh, Marin, she's so innocent. She never goes out. She never drinks. She never goes, you know, to parties on the weekends, whatever. And, you know, I take that, you know, but if you keep those ideas in your mind that, number one, people are most likely jealous of you. Two, you don't have any time to be doing things that don't make you happy. And three, if you're doing something confidently, it really doesn't matter. If you take those three things into account as someone is saying those judgments or their opinions to you, then you realize that that opinion really means nothing to you. It's just someone speaking words out of their mouth, and that's it. It doesn't have to have any meaning. And that's another thing. You can go away from the norm and still not be judged, no matter how many people have opinions or show you negativity towards your choices. The act of feeling judged is on you. You're the only one who can feel judged. You're the only one who can feel like they're doing something wrong. People can give you their opinions and unfortunately will never have control over that. But when it comes down to how you feel about it, that's a choice. And if you choose to not be affected by their opinions, then it really doesn't mean anything. You can start to train yourself to hear one thing in one, or hear something in one ear and let it go out the other. Again, I know that's easier said than done. It takes practice, and it still sucks when people have negative things to say about you. It's not fun, but what is fun is, again, making choices that make you happy, adding positive things to your life, not forcing yourself to do things that don't make you happy, etc. So you have to weigh out the positives of making those choices, whether it be fitness or something else. Obviously, I'm talking about the context of fitness and Run for the Gym and the podcast here, but whatever interest it is, you can weigh out the positives of that versus you maybe getting a couple of negative comments here and there, or a couple of weird looks, or not feeling like you belong to the right group in high school, and just weigh out what means more to you. At the end of the day, I can almost 99% guarantee that that interest of yours, that passion of yours, is and should be more important to you. If that is really what's adding happiness to your life, that should come first. And other people's opinions just don't compare, especially if you're able to, again, train yourself to really not hold any meaning to them. You're only letting those people win over you when you give them the opportunity to have meaning in your life. If they're trying to get under your skin, it's only successful if you let it get to you. If you're just like, I don't care what you're saying, you know, if you just don't let it get to you, it really goes back onto them. And then they look like the one who's the fool who is saying something wrong about your choices. So just confidently ignore their opinions and you'll be fine. The last thing I want to say is that people are always going to have stuff to say about you. Whether you're someone who takes care of their health and has a fitness blog on Instagram or not, there's always going to be something about you, your personality, your lifestyle, your friends, your choices, your family, something about you that someone else is not going to like. And unfortunately, that's the way it is. However, you can look at it one of two ways. Number one, you can look at it as this person is going to impact my mental health. I'm going to feel so bad about myself because this person has this opinion of me. I feel so judged. I feel like an outsider. I feel so inferior, etc. Option number two, you can see it as an opportunity to let those feelings and those opinions from them not mean anything to you. See it as something to practice with. See it as an opportunity to say, hey, let's remember that I can do something confidently and not have anyone else's opinions around me matter if what I'm doing makes me happy. Start to see those people in your life that challenge you and that maybe aren't your favorite, but you have to be around and have to be in the presence of. See them as an opportunity to practice your confidence and practice your not giving a shit about what they say. Once you start to see those people as just curveballs that the universe is throwing you and tests that the world is giving you in order to practice these skills, those people become meaningless to you. You know, their opinions really don't have to mean anything if you don't give them meaning. It's all your choice. It's literally all up to you. You can just stop caring. And then it's almost like those people never said anything at all. I can't remember half the people who say shit about Marin for the gym and judge me for going to bed at 8 p.m. I know they have, and I know they've talked to me about it, but I genuinely cannot remember the conversations because I gave no significance to them. I immediately thought in my head, well, I enjoy going to bed at 8 p.m. I really like waking up in the morning for the gym. That's what makes me happy. I like posting about it on Instagram. It makes me really happy. It makes my life more fulfilled. I feel really good about myself. And that's all that you need. That's literally the only feeling that you need out of life. And if you're not doing things that give you that feeling, then there's no point. So that was a long-winded conversation to answer the question that I got in my DMs. But again, those last three things that I'm going to leave you with. Number one, if people don't like what you're doing, it's probably because they're coming from a place of insecurity and they're just jealous. Number two, if you are not spending time on things that make you happy, then that time is going to waste. Your time here on earth is very short. And if you're not doing things at all times, if you're not making the choice that makes you happier, then it is the wrong choice. So just do those things that bring something to your life, bring something positive. Again, obviously, we don't always have the luxury of choosing things that make you happy, but when you do, you should take those chances every time. And number three, just doing anything with confidence makes it cool. I guarantee you, just try it out. Present yourself with confidence. Fake it till you make it. Honestly, if you just aren't confident yet, just protrude that confidence, project it, and act confident, and I promise it will come true. You'll start to feel confident. It just becomes natural for you, and people steer clear of those people who are confident. People don't want to mess with people who are confident in themselves because they know that they can't get to them. Mean people and people with negative opinions will always look for people that they can get under the skin of, because that's their goal. When they're trying to be rude, when they're trying to give you a negative opinion, their goal is to get under your skin and get a reaction out of you. So if they see that you're confident, they're not even going to try. They're not even going to try to mess with you because they know that they're not going to win. So that is what I will leave you with today. I hope that there was some value in that episode. I hope that you get to leave with a little bit more confidence, knowing that whatever choices you're making right now in life, I hope that they're the ones that are making you happier, and I hope you're doing them for you and not for anyone else. I don't care if your choices mean that you are going to parties every weekend, that you're not, that you're waking up to go to the gym at 5 a.m., or you're not, whatever it is. If it's working for you and it's making you happy, then it's the right decision. It's the right choice for you. With that, I will conclude today's episode. Thank you so, so much for listening, as always. If you did enjoy listening today, please leave a rating or subscribe to That Girl's Going Places wherever you listen to podcasts. It would really support me. And feel free to reach out at That Girl's Going Places podcast on Instagram with any questions that you have for a future Q&A segment or with any topic requests for future episodes. I love you all so much. I will talk to you again in the next episode, and I really hope that you have an amazing day.